Well, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. You won't need to stand, but if you'll just turn to Matthew 5 and we'll... All right. All right, look at verse number 1 together with me, Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and then Jesus taught the greatest sermon that's ever been preached in the history of mankind. Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. It's the Sermon on the Mount. It's Jesus talking to his disciples. But he gave them some instruction before he taught them. And tonight, that's what we're going to talk about. We're taking a hiatus from 2 Peter for a week or for a couple weeks. We'll get back there. Just felt that this was what the Lord wanted for tonight. And I mentioned that the school, you know, we're homeschooling the boys, which we've done that since they've been in school, and with Aiden, Alex, and Ava in there, it's such a blessing. The kids are sweet. I mean, I'm not with them all day, so to me, they're sweet mostly. So, but that feeling, you know, we're able to have structure, and we're able to minister to them in a very special way. We have devotions and opening exercises every morning. We pledge to the American flag and we have a devotion. We pray together. They have memory verses and they go over those every day. Then we had our first chapel and I preached chapel. And I didn't preach the message I'm preaching tonight, but I preached from this passage yesterday in chapel time. I talked about Jesus and his disciples. And I told the kids, I said, you're disciples. And you need to be taught by Jesus. And so I said to the kids, I said, we're going to discipleship class with Jesus. And so tonight, I want to encourage you with this concept. Before the disciples went into discipleship class with Jesus, he gave them instructions. And if they didn't take heed to the instructions that he gave that we're going to study tonight, we're going to look at this. It's a very simple concept. But if they didn't take heed to this, then they wouldn't get anything out of it. And you, tonight, as a disciple of Christ as well, and you're in church, and I praise the Lord that you're here. I know why you're here. You're here because you want to learn. You want to grow in your walk with God. You want to learn the scriptures. You want to learn to live for him. I know that's in you. I know that's why you're here. If you don't get a full understanding and make application of the concept that we're going to study tonight, then you can't be the disciple that God wants you to be. You can't grow the way that God wants you to grow. It's simple, but it's critically important. And so tonight I'll pray for you that God will work in your heart, and I'll pray that God will help me to be a good teacher tonight. You're the disciple. I'm the teacher, so I'm kind of standing, I'm filling in big shoes tonight, I feel like. But really, I'm a disciple too, aren't I? So we're all going to learn from Christ tonight as we study his word. Let's just have an open heart. Let's pray and we'll get into this. Father, we pray your blessings tonight on the word. Pray that you'd help us to be more like you, change us to be in your image. And Lord, as we do that, I pray that you'd help us to reach people for you. Lord, we want to be a soul winner. We want to reach more people with the gospel, and so I pray that you do that through us, and help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, God wants to teach us, but we have to remember that he teaches us from his word. He doesn't go outside of his word to teach us. We don't hear from God through visions or through experiences, although we might along the way have had experiences where we can see God's grace there. But that isn't how God speaks to our heart. He speaks to us from his word. That's why in Romans chapter 10, and I repeat these verses at times in my sermons because these are important for you to remember. in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so the faith that God wants you to have in your walk, as you live your life and you're trying to live for Him, you're going to get all the faith you need from God's word. And so we need to receive His word. It reminds me of a visit that I made for when I was in St. Joe. A guy who was dying, you know, he had had an accident, and he, you know, there was some issues there, and he might be on the, you know, on his deathbed, and it was pretty serious. So I ran over to the hospital. I didn't really know who he was. I knew his name was Robert, and so I came into his room, and we're talking, and, you know, he wasn't in ICU, but he was in, you know, pretty critical condition, and we were able to have conversation. And while we're talking, I said, Robert, do you know for sure if you were to die today that you'd go to heaven? And he said, oh, yeah, I know I'm going to go to heaven. I said, really? I said, well, tell me how you know you're going to go to heaven. He said, well, one day I was running from the cops. I said, okay, I'm interested about where this is about to go. He said, I was running from the cops, and I jumped behind a bush. I'm serious, this is what he's telling me. I jumped behind a bush, and then I started praying to God. And while I was behind that bush, hiding from the cops, I asked God to help them not to find me. And they didn't find me. And so he knew he was saved, going to go to heaven, because he escaped from the cops. I said, I didn't know what to say. But I said, well, you know, Robert, you know, our experiences, I didn't even know how to reference that experience. But I said, you know, we can't know if we're saved or our eternal destiny is secure and that we're going to go to heaven when we die because of an experience we'd had along the way. You know, maybe we've been saved from a car wreck or you know, some illness and we got, you know, healed from that. That doesn't mean that we have salvation. And I began to teach him the gospel. That to be saved, you have to hear the word of God. The word of God works in your heart, brings conviction. The Holy Spirit tells you, you need to be saved. Then you know, I need to be saved. But that happens because of the word of God. That's what it means in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith, salvation, cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Not by experience, by hearing the word of God. And so I began to teach Robert that. I was just explaining to him this concept of the gospel. And then here's what he did. He didn't literally put his fingers in his ear, but he was not interested, and he wanted me to leave. And it wasn't too long after that, Robert died. He didn't survive the accident. And he had an opportunity to be saved, but he wouldn't hear. He wouldn't listen. And so tonight, God wants to teach us. Now, it might be that, let me say this. More than likely, everybody who's in here is saved. And I'm just looking across the crowd, and everyone who's here has testimony of salvation. So as you hear the Holy Spirit working in you, probably He's not saying you need to be saved. However, I will say this. Sometimes we get saved, and our salvation was just words, and in our heart, we knew we really weren't repenting. We weren't really meaning it. You know, have you ever said a prayer? Or have you ever said something to somebody, but you weren't really meaning it? Well, we could do that to God too. And salvation doesn't work that way. Salvation happens when you're under conviction, and you know you need to be saved, and you're willing to turn to God away from your sins. So maybe tonight, there's something that's there, and you know I have a need of salvation because I haven't, whenever I did whatever I did, it wasn't really there. Probably, though, tonight, we're in the midst of people who's been saved. You know that you repented, turned your heart to Christ. And so you would fit the category of who Jesus is speaking to in Matthew chapter 5 whenever he turned away from the multitudes and he began to teach his disciples. Look what it says in verse number 1 again. It says, seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came to him. So we know he turned away from the multitudes, which would have been made up of the people who weren't saved. And then he went into the mountains, and the ones who followed him were the disciples. Okay? Look what it says in verse number 2. He opened his mouth and he taught them. That word taught is a key word to what we're going to be talking about tonight. In the Webster's 1828, the word taught means, or comes from the root word tight, such as stretching, okay? So that's why I brought this rope tonight. I told somebody we were going to lasso someone tonight. Maybe we will. Let's see here. No, okay. Just hold that, Brother Corey. You got it? All right. Now, this is a long rope. I'm going to pull you up here to the sermon. You ready? Come on. Now, here's what God is saying. God is saying in our life, we have some loose ends. You know, we have some things that aren't disciplined. You know, we have some things in life that need to be tightened up. Okay? We have some things in life that we need to learn. And so we need to be stretched. You know, learning something, gaining a skill, or receiving knowledge that we might apply some skill or some discipline requires us to apply ourselves, doesn't it? So you have to listen, and you have to do. It's like James says, don't be just a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word. And it's not always easy to be a doer. Sometimes it's easy to be a hearer and not a doer. But the doer, being a doer of the word of God, is what Jesus is talking about here. Because he's not talking about teaching. He's talking about something that he expects them to apply. Okay? And if they're going to apply this, if they're going to be taught, it means they received it and they have allowed themselves to be stretched. That word taught, it comes from the root word tight, and it's the idea of stretching you. And this is what God wants to do. Just hold that tight. He wants to stretch you. And as God stretches you, I want you to understand, it isn't always comfortable when God stretches you. When God tugs on you and he pulls on you and he chisels on you, it gets painful at times. But this is what God wants to do. And for us to grow, to become mature disciples, we have to allow ourselves to be taught. We have to open up our heart to the teaching. We got to listen. You can drop that rope for now. Thanks, Brother Corey. And so this is what he's saying. He's saying that his desire is to take what is loose and what is flimsy and take all of the wrinkles out of it, to stretch us out so that we might be more usable, that we might have more reach in our life because we have more knowledge. We're able to be used more by the Lord. And so that's what he wants to do. He wants to stretch his disciples. And so he'll attack those areas of ignorance. He'll teach them. He'll give them the knowledge that they need, or rather that they need. And Christ wants to teach us. He wants to give us the knowledge that we need so that we can make the right decisions in life. He wants to stretch us, which isn't always comfortable, but it does make us more effective because we're able to reach more people because we're doing things that aren't comfortable, but they're right. You see? He stretches us. And then we're able to move with confidence. You know what makes it easier to talk to people about Jesus Christ is when you know what to say. It's a lot easier to talk to somebody when you know what to say. And when you sit in class and you learn how to talk to people, or you learn these doctrines because you're here, you're receiving these things. You don't just hear them, but you decide, I'm going to do this. And that not only affects your life, but it doesn't just stretch you in the sense that you're starting to do the things that God wants you to do. That's part of it. But you're able to reach into the lives of others because you're being stretched. You're able to be used by God more in a greater way because you're letting him stretch you out more, to be used more, you see? And somebody who, you know, is stretched out like this, I mean, you think about the effect of a rope that's stretched out like this, and what we're, you know, the length in the breadth here, and what it's able to, you know, the reach and what it's able to do, and it's, you know, and it's as it's extended here. In our lives, it's sort of that way, but whenever we won't allow ourselves to be stretched, we're not going to be effective for Him. We're not going to grow like we should. And so what this requires is us to be teachable. If you're going to be taught, you have to be teachable. I get frustrated sometimes, not just with people, generally, but like my kids, or sometimes with people that I love in the church, when I want to explain things, you know, like somebody's going through a problem, and, you know, I know what the Bible says, or I know what they need to hear, but they won't listen to me. They're not teachable. They won't receive the counsel. They'll just get offended and won't receive it. And this is what Jesus is saying, we can't have. To be taught by Christ, we have to be teachable. We have to have an open heart that is broken, willing to receive the seed of the Word of God. So the Bible says then, that he opened his mouth. Look at verse 2. And he opened his mouth. It seems like such an obvious thing, doesn't it? That Jesus opened his mouth. I don't want to overcomplicate this, but when Jesus opens his mouth, that's whenever he's going to speak to our hearts. Let me ask you something, church. When does Jesus open his mouth? For you. The Bible says that he went to the mountain, he sat down, his disciples came to him, and then for some reason, Matthew thought it was important that we knew Jesus opened up his mouth. Why would he tell us that? Well, let's just think about it. When Jesus opens his mouth, that means he's about to say something. And so when does he speak to you? He speaks to you here. At church, he speaks to you from this book when you read it at home. And so when you do this, well, I'm not going to lose my place, but, well, it's I got that verse memorized, so. When you do this, you close his mouth. He won't speak to you when you do that. When you don't come to church, you do this, and you close his mouth because he can't speak to you if you're not here. You see? We can't be taught if we're not here. We need to be here. We need to have the Word of God open in our homes. We need to read it every day. We need to be teachable. So they were taught, which means they were willing to allow themselves to be stretched. It means they listened and they had an open heart. And they said, ooh, you know, that's going to be hard to do. But they let themselves be stretched. Okay? And they were there. I know that seems, you know, kind of not too deep. But they were there. You know, disciples are there. People who are growing are there. People who are going to be taught and stretched and used of God are here. They're there. They're in their Bible. They're available, not just teachable, but here. And then God will use them. He'll instruct them. He'll teach them. He'll guide them. He'll use them as he stretches them. Yeah. But it's hard sometimes. You know why? Because sometimes we think, sometimes people think that they know it all. You ever been around somebody who's a know-it-all? Okay, some people think that. We're not pointing fingers tonight, but go to Matthew 5. It's hard to teach somebody who already knows everything. Yeah. Look at verse 20, Matthew 5. Ready? It says, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. So you see, the disciples knew of the righteous rituals of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, their ceremonies. But here's the problem. The Sadducees, Pharisees, the scribes, all of these religious with their rituals and ceremonies, they already knew the Bible. They already knew this stuff. And so they didn't need Jesus. They didn't need the disciples. They didn't need any of that. And they weren't willing to be taught. Why? Because their heart wasn't open. They wouldn't listen. They already knew. And here's what happened. Because their heart was closed and hard and they weren't teachable, they wouldn't listen. And sometimes when we receive the word of God, God speaks to us and it happens this way. Sometimes it's reproof. Sometimes it's rebuke, isn't it? Sometimes it doesn't feel good because you know you're getting in trouble by God. Not the pastor. I'm not the policeman or the spiritual sort of headhunter or something. It's God that works in us. I just preach the word of God, and sometimes it's reproof. Sometimes it's correction. Sometimes it's rebuke. Sometimes it's instruction in righteousness. And we're learning and we're growing and it's good. However it is that God's working in us, the religious, these people who had hearts that were closed, they wouldn't listen because they didn't think they needed it. They thought they had all the answers already. And so they wouldn't listen. And Jesus said that they had no righteousness because they weren't humble. He said, unless your righteousness exceeds theirs, meaning you can't even be saved. It doesn't matter how much of the Bible you think you know. You can't even be saved unless your heart is opened up and you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and you confess, you admit, I need this. You know, God has something for me and I need something tonight from God. And we need to come to God every single church service. And you say, well, man, sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a message I heard before. Or sometimes it's a, you know, it's stuff that I already know. God can always speak to us. Every time the Word of God is opened, He can speak to you. But we have to have a humble heart to receive it. You see, we have to have ears that are open to listen and be teachable. Yeah. So the Word of God would have been spoken, and the disciples would have been sitting at the feet of Jesus, and they would have listened, and it was the teaching of the Word of God that made the difference in their growth. What made them disciples? It was the Word of God. Matthew 4:4, you're right there. Go back a chapter. Chapter 4. You ready? Chapter 4, verse 4. He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's the word of God. Go to chapter 7. Look at verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and, you say it, doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock. In order for you to grow and to be the disciple that God wants you to be, you have to hear the word of God. And then you have to be willing to do it, understanding that it might be that God is going to stretch you. He's going to stretch you. And it's going to be painful, some. Some of it's going to be painful. And it's not always going to be comfortable. But that's discipleship. Hey, discipline isn't easy. If discipline was easy, we'd all be disciplined. But I'm just going to guess some of us struggle with that. I do. I hate it when the alarm clock goes off. Have you ever, you know what I'm talking about? Snooze? Yeah. They created snooze because people aren't disciplined. And we reset the alarm and, you know, that thing goes off. We're like, oh, I hate this, you know. Or other issues of discipline, you know. And this is what we need. It's painful, but this is the kind of thing that we need as disciples. We need to listen to the Word of God. and learn and grow and then let God stretch us. So we need to be here. We need to be in the Word of God. And we need to listen as He works in us. And He'll teach us. He'll change us. He'll stretch us. He'll speak to our hearts about the things that He wants changed. Look at verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, He went up into a mountain. You're in chapter 7. Go to chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, He went up into a mountain, and when He was set, here it is, His disciples came to Him. So His disciples came. He sent the multitudes away, His disciples came. Now, why is He only teaching the disciples? Why is He not teaching the multitudes? Because this is a different teaching. This is a different level. This is a disciple of Christ who is becoming disciplined and learning what it means to live for Christ in a disciplined way. This is a Christian that's learning how to get up in the morning, even when you don't want to, early so you can read your Bible every day and pray every day and love each other and stop fussing with each other and have enough respect for each other to be kind to each other, to be respectful in the sense that we learn to respect, you know, people's privacy or their needs. When we see their needs and we have a love for them, these are the ways that God stretches us and He changes us as we learn to love each other and take care of each other in that sense. And Jesus wanted these disciples to have this knowledge. And so they came to Him so that He could teach them. And He wants to teach us. We get distracted. That's what happens. We get distracted. And we're not where we should be. We're not doing what we should do. We get busy. And we're not in the Word of God like we should be. We forget that prayer is powerful, and so we don't pray like we should. And we get away from the things of God because we get distracted by other things. And maybe we go to church, but listen, when we're not walking with God and we're just going to church, it's sort of like going through the motions, like robotic. And those things aren't, that isn't the way disciples operate. God wants us to wake up. He wants us to be stretched. He wants us to be on fire. He wants us to be excited about reaching people and changing and growing and learning. Give me some more of the Word of God. Stretch me a little bit, God. What do you want me to do? That stretches me a little bit, but this is good. Allow yourself to be stretched. Allow God to work in you and change you, so that our attitudes will be more like Christ. The disciples had a lot to learn. They got the info, you know, in these chapters 5, 6, and 7, but they had a lot to go, a lot to learn before they, were where they needed to be. When you get to the book of Acts and you see the sermons of Peter and the other apostles, you know, as they're preaching, and what they're doing in the New Testament after Jesus has died, risen, and ascended to heaven, and God sent the Holy Spirit, and the power of the Word of God is preached from the apostles, you know. But in the journeys with Jesus, as disciples, under His teaching, man, they had a lot to learn. And that's where we are. We have a lot to learn, but we have to be teachable tonight. Open our heart. Say, God, what is it that you want me to do? What changes do you want to make in me? Be teachable. And God will give you simple things, you know. Whenever I struggle, I'm going to finish with this. When I struggle, sometimes I contact a, you know, pastor friends of mine. And I contact a pastor friend of mine. Pastor Hetzer preached a revival for us. He's one of my guys. You know, I'll call him and we'll talk. And you know, most of the time he'll just tell me things that I already know, but I just need to be reminded, you know. Little things like this, you know, Ben, he just says, Ben, you know, do you love your people? I said, yeah. He says, do you preach the word of God? Yeah. That's enough. I said, yeah, that's enough. Preach the word and love each other. It's not complicated. And as we sit under Jesus, you know what he's going to teach us? The importance of love and the word of God. And there's nothing more important that we learn under the teaching of Jesus than how to love each other and how to receive the word of God. And we can't do that if we're not here. We can't do that if our heart isn't open. We can't do that if we're not in the word of God every day. We need it. We need it. We need to be teachable, and we need to become what Christ wants us to be. We need to be stretched. You know, love stretches us, doesn't it? The word of God stretches us. Father, we pray tonight that you'll help us to, Lord, get an understanding, Lord, really a confidence in what we've learned tonight. You know, it's such a simple thing. Just looking at that, Jesus opened his mouth and he taught them. But Lord, we know that that's just what you did, and that's just what we need. And so I pray tonight that you'll help us to see how important it is that we're here and that we're under the word of God and that we're being taught. And then Lord, I pray you'd help us to have open hearts, please. Help us to be willing to allow you to stretch us. And we'll give you the glory for what you do and what you've already done, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together.